Welcome to the Dr. Data Show. I'm Eric Siegel. The following is an excerpt from the audiobook version of The AI Playbook, Mastering the Rare Art of Machine Learning Deployment by Eric Siegel. For more information about the book, or to purchase it as a hard copy, ebook, or audiobook, visit the book's website at bizml.com. That's bizml.com. First, here's a brief overview that describes the book. This book is the driver's manual for machine learning. Every business and analytics professional should read it. Morgan Vauter, Global VP Data and Analytics, Unilever. In his best-selling first book, Eric Siegel explained how machine learning works. Now, in the AI playbook, he shows how to capitalize on it. The greatest tool is the hardest to use. Machine learning is the world's most important general-purpose technology, but it's notoriously difficult to launch. Outside big tech and a handful of other leading companies, machine learning initiatives routinely fail to deploy, never realizing value. What's missing? A specialized business practice suitable for wide adoption. In the AI Playbook, best-selling author Eric Siegel presents the gold standard 6-step practice for ushering machine learning projects from conception to deployment. He illustrates the practice with stories of success and of failure, including revealing case studies from UPS, FICO, and prominent dot-coms. This disciplined approach serves both sides. It empowers business professionals, and it establishes a sorely needed strategic framework for data professionals. Beyond detailing the practice, this book also upskills business professionals painlessly. It delivers a vital yet friendly dose of semi-technical background knowledge that all stakeholders need in order to lead or participate in machine learning projects end to end. This puts business and data professionals on the same page so that they can collaborate deeply, jointly establishing precisely what machine learning is called upon to predict, how well it predicts, and how its predictions are acted upon to improve operations. These essentials make or break each initiative. Getting them right paves the way for machine learning's value-driven deployment. What kind of AI does this book cover? The buzzword AI can mean many things, but this book is about machine learning, which is a central basis for and what many mean by AI. To be specific, this book covers the most vital use cases of machine learning, those designed to improve a wide range of business operations. Here's a special offer to get early access to the audiobook version of the AI Playbook, plus my online course. This offer ends January 12th, 2024. So pre-order the AI Playbook as a hardcover or ebook on Amazon. It's shipping February 6th, and receive a free advanced copy of the audiobook version now. You'll also receive a copy of the audiobook for my other book, Predictive Analytics, and free access to the first 3 modules of this online course. Of my online course, Machine Learning Leadership and Practice, End-to-End Mastery, a total of 39 instructional videos in that free portion. Again, the offer ends January 12, 2024, and for details on how to order and how to then cash in on the offer, go to bizml.com. That's the website for the book, bizml.com, and you'll see a banner across the top of the webpage. Click there for the free audiobook details. Here are some of the endorsements that
we've received for the AI playbook, Mastering the Rare Art of Machine Learning Deployment. Scott Galloway says, Eric Siegel delivers a robust primer on machine learning, the key mechanism in AI, a forward-looking practical book and a must-read for anyone in the information economy. That's Scott Galloway, NYU Stern Professor of Marketing and best-selling author of The Four. Charles Duhigg says, an antidote to today's relentless AI hype. Why some AI initiatives thrive while others fail and what it takes for companies and people to succeed. That's Charles Duhigg, author of bestsellers The Power of Habit and Smarter, Faster, Better. Mustafa Suleiman says, set aside the hype and focus on getting things to work in practice. This is a crisp, necessary, and deeply helpful guide to getting things done with AI. Essential reading. That's Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder and CEO, Inflection AI, and author of The Coming Wave. FICO CEO Will Lansing says, in this book, Eric brings machine learning to life and provides a roadmap for how to operationalize it in the real world. DJ Patil says, there's a big difference between theory and practice. This is the guide that tells you how to really make data come alive through machine learning. That's DJ Patil, general partner, Great Point Ventures, and former U.S. chief data scientist.
Introduction. Never sell AI. Instead, pitch operational improvements with no more than a footnote to mention machine learning as part of the solution. Most ML leaders focus more on the technology than its deployment, so most new ML initiatives fail. Make no mistake, operational change is a tough sell, especially in comparison to hot tech, which sells so effortlessly that we actually call it sexy. It's less glamorous to propose a process overhaul. Folks respond like you're suggesting a root canal. But that's life. Great gains come only by imposing great change. We begin with the tale of an ambitious pioneer determined to go big with ML at a century-old Fortune 500 company already set in its ways. His domain? Logistics. But stay tuned and you'll see why stodgy ML projects are, ironically, really the sexiest. You'll also see how the innovator's paradox can be overcome and why it is a good thing that, ultimately, most practical ML projects are bound to dispense with the AI brand. They tried to warn him as Jack Levis pursued a deep-seated desire to innovate. His colleagues thought he was committing career suicide. I love your passion, one coworker told him. But you need to know, everyone thinks you're nuts. Jack wasn't trying to change the world. He was only taking on the small matter of streamlining how UPS delivered packages, 16 million of them a day. He just couldn't remain satisfied with the status quo. There were 185 million miles of annual driving to potentially shave off. Jack had tackled this whole crazy idea voluntarily. He hadn't been charged with this project from above, nor was it part of his defined responsibilities at UPS. Instead, he had proactively formed a small team to develop a proof-of-concept prototype. As a group, they'd taken it on part-time, on the side. One autumn day, after years of work, Jack finally landed an exciting opportunity to present to a key UPS executive named Chuck. So he sat Chuck down and pitched him an inventive story, a system that would prescribe more efficient delivery routes for truck drivers and, in so doing, more fully realize the value of another of Jack's recent contributions, a system that planned for tomorrow's deliveries by predicting them. Sure, implementing this system would mean introducing a mammoth change to existing operations. But it promised a mammoth payoff. Jack ran through his presentation swiftly and stuck the landing. But in response, Chuck's face remained blank. After a pause, he cleared his throat and asked, "So, are you working on anything important?" Jack's heart sank. Years later, he still remembers that day well. "I assure you," he says, "I didn't sleep a wink that night." The innovator's paradox states that the more novel or radical an idea, the greater the struggle to gain support for it. This mighty law seemed to be binding Jack's hands. How do you sell innovation that's so profound the buyer doesn't grasp it? Pioneers, beware. Disrupt at your own peril. Unfortunately, the warning from Jack's coworkers applies far and wide. The greater your innovation's potential impact, the more treacherous it is to pursue. Bravely press onward, and there's hell to pay in the form of doubt, obstinance, resentment, and perhaps worst of all, a glaring lack of appreciation. In return for your innovation, expect first to be misunderstood and then eventually ruthlessly exploited. The world ostracizes the very innovators who built it. What if you developed the first television? Philo Farnsworth, inspired to emit images row by row like a farmer plows a field. Or invented the intermittent windshield wiper, Robert Kearns. More challenging than you think. For more information about the book, or to purchase it as a hard copy, ebook, or audiobook, visit the book's website at bizml.com. That's bizml.com.